Hello, and welcome back to Cottage Corner with your host, Marie. Thanks for joining me for another episode. If you've been following the Cottage Corner Instagram account at cottagecorner_pod, you'll have known this new episode was on the horizon. So here it finally is. And it's especially unfortunate that I haven't been able to make this episode a priority because I just moved apartments and I started two new jobs, internships. So things have been a little bit crazy. I'm officially moved in. And it's especially unfortunate that this has taken a while because I received a book from an author that I would love to talk about today. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to give this shout out until I was able to record this episode. So without further ado, today's episode, we are talking about mindfulness and simple living. First, I want to get into why this is an important topic to me. So around the age of 13, I began to wake up feeling extremely hot and nauseous. Eventually, I started to experience this in waves throughout the day. Now, I consider a few of these episodes a week pretty normal. I'm typically able to just wait it out by closing my eyes, drinking water, or taking deep breaths. Flash forward, and the nightmares and disruptive sleep begin. Eventually, I'm finding empty hallways to walk to class so that I don't have to make eye contact with another person, picking at my skin and imagining scenarios where safety is compromised and trying to anticipate how to best avoid these situations. As a younger child, I never had this. I think I might have even been especially impulsive for a kid. I also displayed a very different personality type in general. Like most kids, I was talking 24/7, bouncing off the walls, pretty adventurous and curious. But probably around the same age, my personality began to change. I became more fearful of the people and world around me. With this fear came all kinds of rational and mostly irrational anxieties. Eventually, we reached anxiety disorder levels, and now we're here today. This sounds like a wonderful fairy tale, right? No, but I'm actually happy to say the episode only gets better from here. Looking back, I'm able to recognize these changes as the onset of anxiety, which probably resulted from a mix of getting older, gaining more responsibilities, the development of technology as part of my youth and daily life, maybe some genetics, and having different ideology and identities from my friends and family. Regardless of the cause, I attempted to ignore the disrupted sleep and day pattern to the best of my ability, but after a while, I accepted that something had to change. While I highly recommend seeking professional forms of help for any mental health and wellness struggles, today I'd like to talk about some of the more easily accessible, affordable things you can do for yourself, and that have helped me personally. And if you're asking what this has to do with cottagecore, well, here's your answer. Many of the activities that have helped me personally may fall under the cottagecore umbrella. Baking? Check. Oil painting or art in general? Check. Music? For me, guitar? Check. Reading and writing, of course? Check. And more recently, crocheting, knitting, crafts? Check. I'm sure there are more, but you get the point. All this to say that finding outlets that calm or center or focus you are great ways to release some of the negative stress and energy you may be feeling in your life. While it's not cottagecore, I have found yoga to also be beneficial, especially kundalini yoga, which allows me to practice breathing exercises and visualizations. These two elements are also found in the most meditative practices in general, and I can also tie this back to cottagecore. I think for most of us, our love of cottagecore is rooted in this longing and appreciation for quiet, calm, and simple living. Sure, we love our phones and connections, and maybe the ease of living in a city or a large town, but we may often find ourselves visualizing this calmer life and even finding small ways to incorporate pieces of it into our modern and industrialized lifestyle. Taking out moments of calm, focus, appreciation, and visualization of scenes and activities that center us is a huge part of cottagecore for many people. While I truly love the aesthetic of the phenomenon, I do try to incorporate physical practices and manageable manifestations of the lifestyle in a way that works for me. This past weekend was probably one of the most enjoyable and lovely examples of this. I got to meet up with Gabby, or at @I_B_Gabby on Instagram. She runs a cottagecore blog, has a gorgeous Instagram dedicated to it as well. She lives in New York, like me, but lives a bit closer to that cottagecore lifestyle we idealize out in Long Island. Chatting in cafes with friends and enjoying nature are always great ways to get yourself out there and grounded that can be made even more fun by adding the cottagecore aesthetic. Walking through a field of flowers is always more fun when you're wearing a beautiful, flowy dress and spinning around like you're Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. And these additions can be applied to any mindful act, whether it's walking in the park, baking some muffins, or making or listening to music. Romanticizing and idealizing life is a great way to really rekindle the joy and novelty that you find lacking sometimes. While I'm grateful it brought Gabby and I together, I think technology can unfortunately be a key instigator in this stagnation, and I try to force myself to disconnect occasionally so I can find new excitement in simple activities. I can experience these anew with a cottagecore twist, even if that just means putting on a pretty dress or finding an aesthetic alteration to a simple task. Alright, so now it's time for the cottage catch-up. Grab your drink of choice, settle in, and get cozy because today's session is dedicated to mindful art, and specifically the wonderful Cottagecore Galore coloring book created by the talented Katie Bay. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the trend of adult coloring books that has emerged. I, for one, am a big fan. Art for me specifically, oil painting, has always been a hobby that allows me to lose myself and focus in the calming and beautiful act of creating with color. However, sometimes I don't feel like hauling out my easel and canvas, especially in a New York City apartment. So this is when I turned to sketchbooks and coloring books. So you can probably imagine my thrill when I saw that Katie Bay had reached out about her recent book of illustrations and offered to share a copy with me. Unfortunately, I've been in the middle of a big move as well as beginning two new jobs, but the first thing I did once my colored pencils, book, and desk were unpacked and set up was get to work on this gorgeous book. I'm posting, or have already kind of posted, on the Cottage Corner Insta about this masterpiece, along with my own colorful alterations, so be sure to check that out. I'd recommend either putting on some music, maybe a playlist from last episode's recommendations, or a cottagecore film. I'd recommend The Hobbit. Curling up in a comfy couch or chair and going to work on this adorable coloring collection of cottagecore-themed images. It features scenes like wildflowers pressed in a book, a summer picnic basket, a fairy home under a tree, fresh baked bread, bees, fresh fruit, tea, cats, and cottage living scenes. I would highly recommend and send a big thank you to Katie for sharing it with me. It's been a great way to relax after work and unpacking everything. Alright, so that's it for the cottage catch-up. Today's episode has been a really important one to me, and I'm surprised I haven't considered it before now, given how integral mindfulness and peace are to the simple living allure of the cottagecore lifestyle. It definitely got a bit more personal than I'm used to, but I really appreciate this little audience and wanted to deepen our connection and talk about why cottagecore is so important to me. With any luck, summer means more time spending exploring all things cottagecore, so you can look forward to more content like this, and for more updates on the pod and general cottagecore loveliness, check out the Cottage Corner Instagram page at cottagecorner_pod. Thanks for listening, have a great day, and I'll see you next time on Cottage Corner with Marie.